Okay, today I'm visiting with Cooper Osley. He's with Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County. Cooper, how are you?
Pretty good.
First of all, who are your parents?
My mother is Trisha Shockford and my father is Andrew Osley.
How old are you?
In 4-H years, I'm 13, and in real years, I'm 14.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school in Crestridge, Missouri. Okay.
What grade are you in?
I am a high school freshman.
How long have you been in 4-H?
This is my ninth year in 4-H.
And in those 9 years, what are some of the projects you've done?
Some of the projects I've done, I have been archery, country cured, ham and bacon, and photography. And those are the main ones.
What's your favorite of all those?
My favorite of all those would be have to be archery.
Okay, talk a little bit about archery, what you do actually being a member of 4-H Archery Club.
4-H archery is a sport where you shoot at a target from, the youngest you can go is, I'm pretty sure, is it's 7 years old, and you can shoot at 10 yards, and then at 13 you have to go to 15 yards, and then at any age above 14 you have to go shoot at 20 yards.
Have you been pretty successful doing that?
Yes, this year I went to state and got 8th in state.
Wow, that's great. What would you say the most fun thing you've done in 4-H has been?
My most fun thing I've done is probably photography.
And have you entered anything in the state fair?
Yes, I've had 3 photos go to state.
Have you done pretty well with them?
Yeah.
Okay. How about accomplishments, other awards? Have you won any other awards with any of your the projects you're in?
Not besides going to state in archery and winning a medal.
What would you say overall 4-H has meant to you?
It has meant to me a chance to better my skills that I'm not very good at, like being a leader and communication.
Communication, that's the big one in 4-H and FFA. I always say that, you know, is FFA something you're going to do later on?
Yes, I am doing FFA this year.
Oh, okay. If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would absolutely recommend it to younger generations because it is a helpful tool to learn skills that you might not be good at, or you can just improve skills you are good at to become great at them.
Good answer. I've been visiting with Cooper Osley of the Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO. Cooper, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, today I'm